I think the commissioners and the owners of the league need to get a little more tougher with these younger players, because stuff's going to keep happening. And then now you got too much outlets and stuff can, you know, can make you look bad as a brand. And, you know, go back to what happened in New York. He didn't step up and do nothing to the owner. He didn't suspend him. He didn't fine him. And it was in front of a national televised game, and 20,000 people in the, it could have been a riot. I don't want to talk too much because, you know, they, you know, Donald Trump got 37 accounts and they told him don't talk. He should start. He got 59. He's still talking. I only got one. So, it's good for the young
Showtime with Coop is powered by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
So, David Stern was one of them guys. I mean, Highway. He was like Patrick. No, he was like Pat Riley in a way, for us. He's going to make things happen. He's going to be his way. He's going to be in charge. He's going to be in. So, one of his things was, before he, you know, got the league that passed away, rest in peace, he was going to take the league global. And that's what he, you know, it's a few years before he left the NBA, that's what he, it started going that way. And, you know, like when guys get fined, he's suspending you and something happened. He didn't ask the question. He just did it. He showed that, like, hey, I'm not listening to you. These are the rules. You got to follow the rules. And some similar same way with Pat Riley. But he was good. I mean, I know he did some harsh fouls, fined the guys sometimes. And if you look at the new commission, he more laid back. He more the player guy. And I think that as far as money-wise, the global market, it just took off. And for like what he do as stuff happened, I think he's too leaning with them guys. He changed the weed policy. It's okay to smoke weed. The John Morant thing. I think if you would have gave him 30 games the first time, he wouldn't have did it the second time. So I think the commissioners and the owners of the league need to get a little more tougher with these younger players, because stuff's going to keep happening. And then now you got too much outlets and stuff can, you know, can make you look bad as a brand. And, you know, go back to what happened in New York. He didn't step up and do nothing to the owner. He didn't suspend him. He didn't fine him. And it was in front of a national televised game and 20,000 people in the, it could have been a riot. And to this day, I'm still in court with this guy. I don't want to talk too much because, you know, they, you know, Donald Trump got 37 accounts and they told him don't talk. He should start. He got 59. He's still talking. I only got one. So, it's good for the young generation to come in. But I think the younger people don't respect the guys from the 70s, 80s. Soon you said something about it, y'all hate. It's our turn. You really can't play. They just, you just getting the money because it's there. You know, I think 80% of the league is overpaid right now. I mean, these guys overpaid. I mean, you know, almost 1.5. You know, it's just crazy. The money is there. They got it. So when we played, they hid the money. Now they got to bring the money out. So Jaylen Brown, he's a good player. For a guy to get $300 million, he should be a top 10 player. I don't think he's a top 30 player in the league. I mean, you're going to put him there because he's making the money. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, you like Boston, Jaylen Brown, he's going to get more next year.
Yeah.
Taylor probably get 350. I mean, I think he's a little better shooter.
Yeah.
I think Brown tougher. But they can't win with two wing guys. You know, it ain't like Steph and Clay.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like Steph and Clay. You know, you got two guys who shoot. Y'all got two guys who barely can, you know, when it's time to make a big bass, a big bucket, y'all shoot threes, you know, step back threes, go to the rim. So it's a league, it's a players' league. We're gonna see what happens the next 2 years, 3 years with the, and I think new LeBron CBA. Get out the league, KD get out the league, and Curry. I don't know how the league gonna survive with Brand for his names. John Morant, that's why they gave him a chance, because they want him, they need him down the road. Because Zion and Wien work every game. So they trying to build that next star. And the Europeans are taking over the NBA right now.
You guys, back in the day, man, when I was a kid, I used to watch the All-Star game. It was full of you guys giving credit to all the Earl Monroe and Frazier and all the guys, Wilt and Russell. You don't hear that anymore at all. It's almost like it's uncool.
Well, I think it's a lot of that, but it's in-house too. They're doing it too because they don't get guys unless you got a big champ. I hate this. Like every sports team, like if you got a championship ring, they deal with you in the organizations for like the NBA office. Now, like NBA, if you ain't got a ring or da da da, they don't. I think it should be a pool, like who named next. But they don't share the wealth with guys who don't have rings or guys who played back in the day. They got about four guys and they work with them at all times. But they don't bring new guys in. So I want to know who they're gonna bring in now since Bill Russell's not here. So, but I mean, it is. I try not to get caught up in it. But when you're a player, I played 19 years. And they came to Cleveland All-Star 3 years ago. They didn't give me one ticket. I had six events. They didn't give me no help, no t-shirt, no keychains. They had 25 events. They didn't invite me to nothing. So all
Wow.
they care about is celebrities sitting courtside for a photo for them. They don't
Yeah.
care about us. And that's so disrespectful. And I told, commission, whoever, in advance, I called them about what was gonna go on in Cleveland that weekend, and they still didn't show me no kind of love. But I did it anyway. I took the one out of my pocket because, All-Star probably next time in Cleveland, I probably won't be here to see it. I wanted it to be something nice for the people in Cleveland. But they stuck it to me because what happened in New York was something. It was a total turnoff. And when I see the commission, I'm gonna give them a mouthful.
Hope you like the way the league is heading, the way where it's heading.
I mean, I don't know where it's headed. It's just everybody getting a lot of money. Like the kid for OKC. One all-star, he got 50 some million a year. I mean, I'm glad to get the money, but the money don't match your game, your style. For it's like most guys getting 50 some million dollars, 10, 20, top 20 players in the league, not top 60. But like I said, I'm glad to get the money. What leagues head, I don't know. It's just more money coming. They kind of go out to the Saudi, that's gonna be more money. So the money gonna be crazy in a minute.
CLNS History is powered by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.